Thank you, Brother Darrell, for leading us in those beautiful songs. And in just a few moments, we'll stand and sing a song to invite you to render obedience to the gospel of our Savior. And things have been made ready that you might do just that. I want to talk to you for just a few moments about the subject, spiritual should and should nots. God in heaven above has directed us through His Word as to things we should and should not do. Down through the years, folks have asked, what shall I do? As was asked in Matthew 27 and in verse 22. Let me call your attention to some things we should do. Not only does the Bible tell us what we should do, it also tells us what we should not do. And when God says not to do something, I'd better not do it. Just like when Nadab and Abihu did that which God commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. And so I'll point out some things that the Bible says we should not do. And you might like to get your little sheet of paper and put your line down the middle. And on one side put shoulds, and on the other side should nots. As you think about some things we should do, first of all, the Bible says we should bring forth fruit unto God. In the book of Romans, in chapter 7, Paul said in verse 4, as he taught the Romans a law lesson, ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should what? Bring forth fruit unto God. And so as you make a list of some things we should do, the Bible teaches that fruit bearing is something we should do. There's no way that you and I can bring forth fruit as we should do unless we're connected to the vine. In John chapter 15, the Lord said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15 and 4. And so, we should bring fruit unto God. And in order to do that, we've got to be connected to Christ. But then again, as the Bible talks about some things we should do, it says we should pray. In Romans 8 and in verse 26, Paul said, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. You might underscore the words, should pray. You can't read the Bible without appreciating that we should pray. The Thessalonians were commanded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 22, pray without ceasing. And in Luke 18 and 1, the Lord spoke a parable to this end that men ought always to pray. The Lord gave a model prayer in Matthew chapter 6 when His disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And He said, after this manner, pray. Paul told the Philippians in Philippians 4 and 6, be careful for nothing. That is, don't be overly anxious. Don't worry. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And so among the things we should do is pray. But then again, the Bible teaches that we should trust in God. The Christians at Corinth were instructed in 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. Too many try to rely on their own wisdom in spiritual matters. But we must not. We must trust in God. Like Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, O Lord, I know, what did he know? That the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So from a spiritual standpoint, where have you put your trust? Have you put your trust in God? But in addition to that, the Bible teaches that we should remember the poor. Paul in Galatians 2 and verse 10 stated, only they would that we should remember who? The poor. The same which I also was forward to do. One time our Lord said, as recorded in John 12, verse 8, "For the poor always ye have with you." And a lot of times the poor are neglected today, aren't they? It is written in the book of 2 Corinthians 8 and in verse 9 that our Lord became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be rich. Let's not forget the poor. But also, when you think about spiritual shoulds, the Bible teaches that we should love one another. Notice in John, in 1 John chapter 3 and 11, how John revealed, "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning." John, what was that message? That we should love one another. You see, as you think about some things we should do, you have to include the command to love one another. In 1 John 3 and in verse 16, John said, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." In John chapter 13, 34 and 35, the Lord talked about this when He said, "A new commandment give I unto you." What is this new commandment, Lord? "That ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Peter wrote about it in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 22 when he said that we should love one another with a pure heart, fervently. And so you have to be impressed with the fact that God has revealed some things that you and I should do. We should bring forth fruit. How are you doing in that area? You should pray. We should trust in God. We should remember the poor. And we should love one another. And all those passages use that word "should" as God has directed us as to what we should do. But also, God has in store for us some "should nots." He's revealed some things that we should not and must not do. And I'd like to suggest a few of those in this part of our study. First of all, as you think about "should nots," the Bible says that we should not serve sin. Notice in the book of Romans in chapter 6 and verse 6, Paul said, "Knowing this," knowing what? "That our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not," what's the rest of that? "Serve sin." Did you know that we're either a servant of sin or a servant of righteousness? It's like Paul said in verse 16, "Know ye not," or in other words, "don't you know, that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." This shows the end of a life of service to sin, death. As Christians, we must not serve sin. "As the wages of sin is death," Romans 6:23, "but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." And so as you think about should nots, we should not serve sin. But then also, the Bible teaches that we should not put our faith in men. You know, too many are inclined to put their faith and their confidence in men and in the wisdom of men. And there are those who sometimes believe something is so just because some man says it so. But in 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, Paul said that your faith should not, you might underscore those words, should not. Should not what, Paul? "Stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." You see, God's ways and man's ways are different. It's like Isaiah 55:8-9 teaches. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And God said, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." And so don't put your faith in men. Put your faith in God. But also, the Bible teaches that we should not lust after evil things. Now, take us this time to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. the Apostle Paul is calling to the attention of the Corinthian Christians some ancient happenings with present-day applications. He said in verse 6, "Now these things were our examples." What things? How that those who were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, who did eat the same spiritual meat, who did drink the same spiritual drink, with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. He's talking about these being our examples. To the intent, we should not, there's our words, we should not what? Lust after evil things, as they also lusted. When you go back to the Old Testament, you read where there were those who lusted after evil things. And what happened to them? They were overthrown in the wilderness. I've got to keep a restraint on my passions and desires, as James described in James 1, 14 and 15. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth. What's lust conceived produce? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, what's the result of that? Bringeth forth death. And so I would do well to learn, as Paul said, to lust not after evil things. But then again, according to 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, we should not trust in ourselves. You know, there are those who trust in themselves. They put their confidence in self. But remember that statement in 2 Corinthians 1, 9, which said, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. So if a person's been trusting in himself or in herself, don't do that anymore. Put your trust in God. Remember what the wise man said in Proverbs 14 and verse 12 about a way that seems right? He said, there is a way which seemeth right unto man. But what's the end of that? The end thereof are the ways of death. You see the folly of trusting in yourself? That may lead you to death. And so you've got to trust in God. And then finally, as you think about should nots, the Bible teaches that we should not live unto ourselves. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15, it is said concerning Christ, and that he died for all, that they which live should not what? Live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. And so when the Bible talks about should nots, it says that we should not live unto ourselves. That is, I'm to live for Jesus. I'm to live to him who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not to seek my own ease. I'm not to seek my own pleasure. I'm not just to promote my own interest, but should make it my object in life to advance the cause of our Lord. And Paul declared in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, that ye are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore what? Glorify God. And so I hope that you're impressed with the fact that as you read the Scriptures, there are some things that we should and should not be doing. And may we be found always doing the things that we should and not engage in those things that we should not. And hopefully when it comes to the things that God's Word says we should do, we can check those off. And when it comes to things that we should not, we're not involved in serving sin. We're not found putting our faith in men or lusting after evil. That we'll not trust in ourselves or live unto ourselves, but we'll trust in God and live for Jesus. It may be that there are those in this audience today who would desire to obey the gospel, and everything's been made ready for you to do that. Would you come now, believing on the Lord with all of your heart, repenting of your sins, to confess with your mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, And we'll be happy to baptize you today into Christ, the remission of your sins. Maybe you've done that, but you've not been doing the things that you should, or you've been doing some things that you shouldn't. You can make all that right by repenting of that and praying about it. And as together we stand and sing, we invite you to come.